because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on the Public Broadcasting Network. You know, I was thinking of that little promo thing that I've got from history there of that American journalist over there in Germany. And as listening to that speech, I was thinking of the pride that those people had in their nation. Yeah, there was burning of books, but we find out most of them were all the homosexual nature and stuff, and people basically wanted their little communities cleaned. It's no different to me than having a neighborhood watch program to where all your neighbors are watching each other's home, and if something goes awry, then they call 911 or whatever, and usually wind up having a shot dog. But anyway, but we have constantly been victimized to this point of propaganda to always demonize someone else and not our own, you know, our own internal actions. And so when I heard this thing about Korea and he was supposed to have this little harem of sex slaves and stuff, they had to demonize Kim just as much as they had to demonize Gaddafi and Saddam and everything like that, you know. But if you look up North Korea, you'll find that its mere 23 million population exists on a GDP of $3 billion a year. And that's, of course, due to sanctions. Can't sell its produce, whatever like that, you know. But yet, that makes them a bad person. You look at the crime and corruption in other countries, and it's always easy to point your fingers over there and say, look, you know, they're doing it over there. But then I've always fallen back to that same premise here in the United States. If you think of the crime and corruption, I don't care if it's who Clinton, Obama, or whatever, Bush's, whatever, the inaction is that Americans had allowed that. And remember, Herbert Walker Bush said that if the American people had known what we had done, we'd be hanging on lampposts. But it's the complacency, this apathy that has gotten everyone to just accept everything as a norm, just like back 50-some years now, I can remember the commercials on TV that have run over time like that, whether it's the Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Foundation, muscular dystrophy, they're all claiming we are this close to a cure. This close to a cure. Where is it? The countless wars that have been waged and where American youth that could have went out to be doctors or whatever, scientists, their lives totally wasted. And, you know, I see the compassion of humanity, and but yet I see the humor when I hear a little kid laugh that in a god-awful world at times, before they have to realize what's going on, they actually have fun. And it's no different than watching these young boys doing their parkour or other BMX bike stuff where they're crashing down on their own bikes, injuring themselves and stuff, and yet they get back up and they do it again because it's their quest. And they have fun, and they have little groups that go out and run around towns and jump all over buildings like monkeys. And then there was the skateboarders. It's so bad now, you watch these YouTube videos where they're fining kids for riding a skateboard on a sidewalk. But you can't do it on the road. And yet, mill levies and stuff aren't appropriated to build these little parks and stuff. If they want a big, huge football arena, they'll charge $200-some-odd million for it and make the people pay through their mill levies to do that, while as the same sports team will go out and make billions of dollars selling their T-shirts and their little sweatpants. And I'm noted by that, like here in Missoula, it's the Grizzlies, you know. If you Google the Montana Grizzlies, you'll see most of them have been locked up for some crime. But anyway. But we don't see our own humanity anymore. It's because we stopped asking why. And like, why is the United States over here? Well, typically, whenever you hear the United States is in some country doing something like that, all you have to do is go over there and Google that country's GDP. And you'll see what its gross domestic product output is, what it is, uranium, gold, diamonds, whatever like that, you know, and you'll see exactly what's being done. And, of course, your congressmen and your presidents all lie to you that this is to keep peace, to fortitude the American way of life, to push our American way of life on others. And do they really need it, you know? And like I'd mentioned before, it's like that young kid that told my Iraqi veteran, a friend of mine, that walked up to him over in Iraq and said, you know, we never heard of car bombs or IEDs until you guys got here. And that reminds me, as I brought out before, the French resistance. They were the ones that formed an alliance against the illegal occupation of their country, and they went around blowing up railroads and whatever. And, of course, today that's just a mirror image of what they call insurgents, which are really freedom fighters fighting for their own freedom from an occupying force invading their land by setting off IEDs and car bombs and stuff like that. But, of course, they're demonized because you're not supposed to demonize Western aggression. And some of that, we have a report now that says that if the U.S. goes to war with North Korea, it could lose. And, of course, the U.S. is already talking about having ground forces over there. Why? Has Korea attacked the United States? No. Under the international law, the Koreans, as well as we, have the right to self-defense and also our self-determination. So if they're over there testing their missiles, you never hear them saying that, well, these are live nuclear warheads that they're testing. No, they're not live, see? They're just testing missiles, you know, seeing what their propulsion system is, what it can be done, you know. And, of course, we know that from history now that whenever a country disarms, it's instantly attacked by the United States, just like in 2013 when Russia diplomatically got the United States and others to agree that Syria's chemical weapons supply would be removed. You can read article after article of ships coming back into Texas. The HSS, whatever, HMS, whatever it was that helped to burn most of those chemicals up, and they're all gone. So they got to keep this hype there. So now finally the U.S. admits that Al-Qaeda was using chemical stuff, see? The tide is turning, see? So they're looking for an exit strategy. And this is where I find that most Americans don't get the connect-the-dot things, is that these exit strategies were, in fact, lies to begin with. And you're supposed to go out and sanction things and say, well, yeah, okay, well, it's my country, you know, got to support the troops and everything. And then you find out those same troops, are when they come home, they're sedated on $3.2 billion with the SSRIs, drugs for ED, everything like that to try to get them to socially fit back into society there. And it's not like World War II, where you saw the soldiers coming down Times Square with the confetti falling from stories and stories high, celebrating the return of their boys. Nowadays, you see a veteran sitting underneath a viaduct with a blanket. I mean, is our society that bad anymore to where we've reduced ourselves down to not even caring? And then, of course, there's those that want recognition, too, like those that go out and buy military uniforms and hack around like they were some veteran. Of course, they were never, you know. But, again, like I say, we're in a society that's crumbling. And, again, it's not Russia, Korea, Iran, or any other nation like that. This country is being destroyed from within. And again, under a two-party system, that's good, I guess, because the old saying is, if you vote for the lesser evil. Well, why should we as Americans have to vote for evil at all? And that's the most important thing to remember. Daily, when you watch the injustices being done around the world, all you have to do is sit there and think of you in the same place. Even like a simple cancer commercial here on TV there, that 1 in 5 children will not survive from cancer. Well, 4 did. Well, I guess that's optimistically, right? But usually they'll do a commercial for a hospital that works under entirely a donation type thing, and that the health care is free. But again, we're back to the same thing, where you watch these commercials for these elderly, seeing they're sitting there being instructed probably by some nurse or hospice type thing. And on the table before them is a plethora of 30 or so bottles of pills that they're taking. And then you go through there and you start reading the side effects of these pills. You know, it's like, my joints hurt like hell. Okay, well, we'll give you this drug here, but it carries a side effect where you may be squirting diarrhea, blah, blah, blah. I mean, well, I'll just take the leg pain, you know. But there's always another one, just like when they do these SSRIs. Well, it's not working so well, so we'll put another one in there with it. And, of course, all this does is it makes a boom for the big pharma. And as I brought out last week, not only had Congress, lobbyists, and big pharma colluded to start the heroin epidemic that we have here, or the opiate problem, but then also that billionaire and his 7 cohorts at that other big pharma industry that were just indicted for their pushing of this fentanyl spray. And again, the doctor on YouTube said that he, like many, were offered $40,000 each to push these drugs. And this, again, is to sedate a population. I don't care if you want to call it fluoridation of the water, or over there in London where they want to put lithium in the water. This is to dull people down so that you don't care, that you'll probably just go out and buy the latest Game Boy or something and plug in some propaganda type of horror type game to where you can sit there as an individual and adjust the blood splatter as you blow a guy's head off or something like that. I mean, is this what we as a society are bound to determine to do? One of the best commercials I've ever seen for depression was not on TV. It was on YouTube. And it highlighted, are you depressed? Feeling out of it like that? And it says, take a walk in the woods. You know, take your family with you, whatever like that. You know, take your dog. Get out and enjoy nature. See what life is, you know. And I say that because as I get older and I get worse off health-wise and stuff, I look at these young boys that are doing the parkour and stuff, and I envy their youth now. And I don't count that as a bad failing or anything like that, but I remember I used to do things like that, and I can't do it now. I have a little baby screen thing here between the two rooms here, just so this new puppy of mine won't go in there. And just lifting my legs over that at times, it just hurts like hell, you know. But I used to jump off of roofs for fun. And you watch these guys on these skyscrapers up there hanging by their 2 or 3 fingers like that from 200 stories up or whatever, you know. And they're just having a blast like that. But, you know, you can always put yourself in that position that, you know, that was me back then, you know. And I think it's because as you get older and stuff, you get more settled into life and you don't want to take more chances because even for an elderly person, a simple fall could break a hip, whatever, an arm. And, of course, then there's more medical expenses and, of course, more drugs. And, of course, it's just an assembly line. But, you know, there are too many people that just don't care, and they are consigned through that Stockholm syndrome of allowing their jailers to build bigger bars or bigger walls or prison cells to keep them in just so that they feel secure in their own little niche. And that's not how it was when I grew up. We went out and got jobs. We succeeded, and my black friends that I had, they succeeded. They wanted all welfare recipients. You know, it's because they had the push behind them. Remember, in my era, we grew up in the Bill Cosby era, and his TV shows of the Huxtables, they got more blacks into college and stuff by getting them into doing something with their lives. And living here on a reservation in Montana here, I look at the natives here, and I listen to the scanners here of the suicide calls and everything, and it's a people that have given up. The complacency is so bad, and yet, again, like I had mentioned earlier, we see government hasn't. And they're out there to govern us even more, and they're going to put more things, like I had mentioned there with Trey Gowdy and the First Amendment and striking any foreign media. Does that mean they're going to ban BBC, too? Because, I mean, that's one of the biggest propaganda outfits in the world, you know. Anyway, I see that Turkey has finalized its deal with Russia and securing those S-400 missiles. And, of course, we know the United States was not happy about that. And I'm a firm believer that as we daily edge towards something, that even though Trump may be appearing to be cordial with Putin, we still have the U.S. monetary system that's in basic collapse. The banks, the IMF, everyone has been warning about it, from housing bubbles to used car bubbles. It just goes on and on. And Americans don't care. They just go out there. It's like, well, hey, we're almost into Christmas now. Stores are lined up with all the Christmas ads on TV and stuff. Where's the money coming from? You know, well, put on your credit card. You know, of course, you might pay anywhere from 6 to 23 to 29 or in some cases, 30 some odd percent interest on a credit card. And people don't have the economics in their head anymore to where they realize that $10 shirt's going to cost them 20 something like that by the time they get it paid off. You know, not to exclude the amount of gas and stuff that it was used to go down and procure that shirt, you know. Anyway, I don't know why my stupid call screen is gone here. I think we have Tommy out there. For some reason, my call screen's not showing up. Is that you, Tom?
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Testing.
Hey, good evening, Derek Keith. How are you doing today? Sound good?
Yeah, not too shabby. Hanging in there. A little pain, but you know what the heck.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy listening with you there. Do you by chance listen to any of your other hosts' shows on your network there?
Yeah, I listen to Mike Rivera quite a bit. I listen to John Stadtmiller, Blacklisted News Radio. Yeah. I listen to him quite a bit. And
right.
I get more off of Twitter. Matter of fact, there was a post on Twitter yesterday that said that most of the posts on Twitter are bogus. And so I tweeted back to a friend of mine over in Switzerland. I says, well, maybe this report is bogus.
Yeah.
But you see, the media is trying to make it so you don't believe anything anymore, so that you have to keep going back to them.
Yeah. A lot of people, because there's so much information, are really discombobulated and confused about what to believe. It reminds me of the statement that, you know, the truth is stranger than fiction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while the truth will set you free, at first it will piss you off, that growing up, our society, going to school, the Illuminati schools and everything with the de-education kept everything simple so that your mind couldn't expand very easily when you heard things that didn't fall in line with your belief system. So people just throw their hands up and they don't know what to believe. But the expanding universe or expanding society, you know, with all the new information coming out, people dismiss all this stuff when this is how these freaks running the planet are getting away with what they're doing is because, like the saying goes, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to get you to believe it.
All right. Hey, Tommy, I got a break. Hang on. We'll get right back to you, okay?
Anyway, we'll be right back for a break here.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't
hide. And I bought an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother. Rap on.
Talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
I'm not sure if that's my song there or what. is that music? Are we back on live, Kenneth? Okay. When I was listening, that all I could think about was the 70s and one of my black friends walking down the street with one of the big ghetto blasters on his shoulder. Not to be demeaning the commercial or anything like that, but anyway, you still there, Tommy?
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't my song either, but anyway. sets me back a little ways. you were mentioning about the desensitization, how do you say it? Desensitized.
Yeah.
few minutes ago. Yeah, it reminds me of my little pet peeve complaint over the years now, that I recognize that I never hear anyone ever mention, and that is that you may notice that on the top and the bottom of the hour, not on RBN or some of these alternative stations, but on the radio and on TV, the top and the bottom of every hour on the network news, they never fail to tell you who just got killed, who's going to get killed, who just broke out of prison, and who just got executed.
You know, well, it's social conditioning.
Yeah, it's the desensitization to, so that you used to hearing about killing and the spilling of the blood because, and nobody ever complains about it. They just, you know, get their paychecks and report these things in nice suits and ties and stuff, and they never question why they have to keep hearing this shit when there's a million other things they can tell you that's good for you. But nobody ever says that. All these smart people, nobody ever says anything about it. And that just gets me. But
I was gonna add to that, Tom, that imagine it's 2:30 in the morning. Your pager goes off. Accident scene. So you hurry up, grab your pants, throw your boots on, get your fire jacket on, whatever like that. You head off to an accident scene, and there you see a car has gone through a guardrail. The guardrail's cut the car nearly in half. Damn near the passengers, too. And, you know, I guess you call it, might be expected, winter driving in Montana or whatever like that, you know. But I think of the other side of that, where Congress approved $700-some-odd million for Syrian terrorists to arm and train them, and they couldn't buy one goddamn snowplow nor train a driver. But see, this is how complacent people are getting. They will allow their tax dollars to go out and fund these conflagrations around the world, as I mentioned, $250 million a day for war. And then they sit there, they look at their social structures completely deteriorating, and then they sit there saying, well, I guess that's how it is. You know, the apathy is so bad.
Desensitized. You know how, for example, couple things, like Congress, for example, they'll put together some bill for $500 billion or some outrageous number. You wonder where they come up with this money when they complain about not having any and we're broke, and they put this bill together for $500 gazillion for some foreign aid package for some foreign country, and you know they can't seem to feed the starving people or fix our problems here. Nobody ever questions that, you know. But that reminds me of the statement that you get in the mail.
Tommy, I got another break here at the bottom of the hour here. Hang on, though. We'll get right back to you, okay? You stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
Radio, double talk is all you get.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back. Truth is on Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, talking with Tommy there here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. So anyway, go ahead and take up where you're talking about there on the last part there, okay, Tom?
Oh, sure. Well, I was going to say about the money, that you think of all these people with money, sports, all the athletes, professional sports players making millions and millions of dollars. You know, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all these people with a lot of money. All of Hollywood, all this money. You would think that if anybody cared about the dire straits and circumstances that they were in with the suffering going on and all the complaints, that these bright people, so-called bright people, could get their heads together and meet and put a little kitty and a little pot together and do something about it. Bill Gates, I mean, if you had, oh, I don't know, 10 billion, 20 billion, whatever, you'd think, but you can never, they can never seem to have enough. But you'd think if you had, let's say, 10 billion, you know, that's a low number. You could say, well, I got 10 billion. I got enough. I'll take half of it. Gee whiz, how much do you really need anyway? I'll take half of it and put it in the pot and let these other guys put 5 billion in a pot and we could clean up some of this mess and help people. But nobody could do that. And the reason is, and they won't allow it because the Illuminati, whatever the elite cabal, Anunnaki, the unseen ones, whatever, controlling the planet will not allow that while they're busy trashing the planet into extinction. They don't want to fix anything. And
well,
that's
right.
Yeah, and this is why when you call your congressman or you complain or the government, all the marches and protests, they're just laughing at everybody because they're not going to do anything about it. Because they're a fiction entity, and a fiction ghost entity, name on a piece of paper, cannot deal or help real living people. So they're just pacifying and appeasing everybody like the campaigns, like the presidential campaign, they make all these promises, but when they get into office, they get the bad news that they can't fix any problems, and they're going to do the Illuminati agenda, and that's go to war because, the 1933 Trading with the Enemy Act is that we're the enemy of the United States, and belligerents in the field, and so we act like it, and we're at war with ourselves and everyone else, and so it's just a cycle, never ending cycle people are caught up in because they've been distracted away from the true identity of who we are. And it's too much too difficult to have to face yourself and deal with these things. People, I'm not saying you in particular, but all of us that get caught up in this until anybody really stops participating in that which is false. And that's your entire
right.
life.
Well, I'm a firm believer, Tommy. That's why every morning when you get up, whether it's a man looking in a mirror or a woman looking in a mirror or a child, they should see that through their own skeletons in their closet, what life is all about, what they've done to achieve wherever they're at in their status in life, who they've had to screw over, all that stuff like that. And then remember, though, government is no different because it is representative of the people. And so if you think you've got some corrupt politician, he's there because the people put him there to be corrupt.
You mentioned a while back, I think it was you that mentioned about having to vote. I can't remember. Maybe it wasn't. Vote for the
lesser of two evils. Yeah.
Was that you? Yeah, okay. Exactly. Why would you want to do that? That's what I ask all these other people. I mean, before the election, they all saying that.
Well, that's sadism, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't want to vote. You want to vote for yourself, and we are the government, the people, and
right.
you don't. The idea of religion and the idea of a government is a complete power giveaway to be codependent, so that we don't have to be accountable and responsible for ourselves.
Well,
and
the religion's there, Tommy. The religion's there is to keep you to appeasing to an entity that you can't see for the relief from the oppression that you have by the same people you voted for.
Yeah.
I have to do this though, but I have two more callers here, and we're going to get up toward the top of the hour here. So, but anyway, hey, Tommy, call back in though. It's always good to hear from you. Okay.
Talk to you later. You take care.
All right.
Okay.
All right. My best to you. Okay. Bill in Wisconsin. Thanks.
Yeah, Keith, I'm a county supervisor. The counties in Wisconsin are suing the drug makers in a class action suit to try to recover county costs for the opioid epidemic.
Well, they should.
And we passed that on a county level, but I had a companion resolution. It was called the Resolution Seeking Changes in National Policies Affecting the Opioid Epidemic. What I wanted to show was that not only are the drug makers poisoning and killing our people, but the deep state is involved in bringing in the heroin from Afghanistan.
So it's not just heroin. Could, yeah, but it's not just heroin, through, though.
Yeah, the heroin.
But it's not just heroin.
Well, the opium, but then they make it into heroin. But I'd like to read my resolution. Are you game?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, whereas opium, the crop from which heroin is derived, production in Afghanistan from 1990 to 2000 was grown on 40,000 hectares, but then dropped to 8,000 hectares under the Taliban control in 2001. And whereas after September 11th, 2001, the beginning of the U.S., quote, war on terror, unquote, opium production increased under several administrations from 74,000 hectares to 224,000 hectares by 2014. In 2016, it was 40 times higher since the NATO invasion, making up 90% of world opium production. And whereas Richard Holbrooke, special U.S. envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, announced an end to opium crop elimination, and I might add they never really eliminated it, on July 30th, 2009, expressing the need for a cash crop for, quote, the poor farmers of Afghanistan, unquote. And whereas numerous studies and reports conclusively show that legal opioid use is the gateway drug to illegal heroin abuse, opioid abusers switch to heroin as a cheaper and stronger narcotic. And whereas a 2015 New York Times article reported that opioid deaths increased 22% from 2014, with over 14,000 prescription overdose deaths and over 15,000 heroin deaths, thus making opioids the greatest cause of death for people under the age of 50. Drug deaths are now higher than traffic fatalities. Whereas drug companies reap huge profits from opioid sales, the Sackler family, owners of Purdue Pharmaceuticals, the makers of OxyContin, has assets over $14 billion. OxyContin represents only 2% of the, quote, legal, unquote, opioid market. And whereas U.S. drug companies promote sales by direct-to-consumer advertising of $5.4 billion yearly, with an average of 80 ads per hour, netting the industry $454 billion a year in sales. And therefore, be it resolved that our county supervisors implore national policymakers and federal agencies to investigate and change any policies that are responsible for creating the opioid epidemic. Therefore, it further resolved that copies of this resolution be sent to the President, U.S. Attorney General, Secretary of Defense, president's national security advisor, director of the CIA, director of the FBI, head of the Drug Enforcement Agency, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Federal Communications Commission, the U.S. Senate Committees of the Judiciary, Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, Corresponding Committees in the U.S. House of Representatives, Federal Food and Drug Administration, Secretary of State, all Wisconsin counties, in the Wisconsin Counties Association.
All right. Now, Bill, let me cut you in there for a second here. You omitted three things in that report there. The one that you did cite was the United Nations report that in 2001 from the New York Times, it said the Taliban had eradicated 2/3 of the world's opium production in one season. And then the added clause from the UN was they did not know where they were going to make up for that. This is staged. The other point that you should have brought up was that through RICO, wait a second, this is through RICO, the premeditated murder for profit of those people that have lost loved ones, as well as the third one. Yeah, and the third one. Well, hang on a second, Bill.
22 supervisors, and most of them have their heads up their fannies.
Right. And Bill, there's another one here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Bill, there's another one here, there, too. You also forgot to mention the unmitigated gall of those same drug lords within their own government and Congress and stuff that have put at risk the lives of U.S. policemen doing their SWAT raids and stuff, trying to curtail in some way the very drug that the same government has been able to, through process, bring into this country. And fourthly, if you want to add to that, before you send that in, you might also look at that DHS Century Members program, where they only have a 10-second wait at the borders through special speed pass lanes, and then they are netted with millions in meth, cocaine, and other drugs. They're mules for the U.S. government that drives crime, poverty, everything like that, and of course it funds the police state, the courts, the privatized for-profit prisons, and this is corporate America at work.
I understand that, Keith, but what I'm saying here is, okay, I am one out of 22 on this board, and I use words like implore instead of demanding, you know, right, things like that. I understand that, but what I wanted by sending it to these different agencies was to say to these suckers, we know what's going on here, okay? And it's not by accident. Now, I will say this passed unanimously on the board.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
Well,
and
good.
Normally, anything that I bring up, they just push aside. They don't want to hear it. But because of this opioid problem, okay, the, quote, legal, the things that are being pushed by the doctors, okay, on an unsuspecting individual that comes into his office. All right, this is then leapfrogging into the heroin abuse.
Sure.
So that's the point that I wanted to get across. It was passed unanimously. It's being sent to all these agencies, and now I'm not holding my breath, but I want to wait and see if any of them respond.
Well, what I would do if I was an activist in that way, I would go to your streets and start passing out little flyers to your neighborhoods, too, to let them know that that has been put before your whatever department that you're in there, to let them know there. The problem that we're having, though, is, like I say, this is a for-profit business because the United States is a federal corporation. It will do anything it can to secure funds for that corporation, and this includes the arrest and conviction. I mean, every 36 seconds, someone is arrested for having a natural plant.
They run the jails on it. It's a whole thing. You know.
Anyway, so, I got another caller. Yeah, I got another caller there, Bill, so I'm going to let you go there. But anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, and also thanks for reading that. I wish you well on getting that completely done and observed, too, okay?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, my best to you, okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
And Renee, I got a break coming up here, but we'll usually carry you over since you talk so much. But anyway, welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
Yeah, Tommy's call sparked my call. It's like, you know, because I was thinking about on the similar lines as he was just the other day, how do these people like Jeff Bezos or whatever who are worth $95 billion, that's $1,000 million per billion, I think, whatever. It's like, no, when you are sitting on that pile of money, how many babies are dying every day of starvation?
Sure.
How many people are hurting and going without, when, while all these people are sitting on these huge piles of money that is to the point of ridiculous. Now, see, I'll be accused of being a commie or something and redistribution of wealth. But we have been redistributing the wealth upwards, and that's why the Bible is against usury. It is redistributed all the time. I hear the music.
Yep. All right. We'll be right back, okay? Thanks. I had to cut in there. Anyway, we'll be right back here with On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Double talk is
all we're listening to. On Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers and talking with Renee down there in North Carolina. You know, I was thinking, Renee, during that break and over the last comment and call there from Bill there, that the fact that these DUI checkpoints, where if someone gets in those lines or if they pull out like that, they're automatically singled back out for a traffic stop, you know, because they didn't want to wait or whatever like that, assuming, of course, that the person's drunk, you know. But I always think, if drinking and driving's illegal, why are all the damn establishments that sell those damn products located on the highway? I mean, it's stupid, you know. Anyway, go ahead with what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize how bad they've been conned. You know, the robber barons, people were so mad at them. People understand why we have, like, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and particularly conservatives get mad that these people, oh, they give money and they might give it to the left. That's public relations. They had to start, because back then, you know, and remember the same people that said competition is a sin. The thing is, they had to do that kind of as public relations because everybody hated them so bad. I think it was Rockefeller who used to go around, pass around, giving little dimes to children.
Sure.
You know, the thing is, these people, when they do give, it's a small part of what they have hoarded out of often taking advantage of people, you know, squeezing.
Yeah, but Renee, remember this.
Look at Walmart, the way they don't pay their people, and we have to subsidize those people with food stamps and medical care because they pay them so little, while those people, you know, just keep amassing this huge hoard of money. That's just wrong.
Yeah, but Renee, you forgot one thing, though. By these same people, whether it's the Bill Gates Foundation, and also it's just broke now that John McCain has a foundation that's probably even as corrupt as Hillary Clinton. But when these guys give their little tax, you know, their little perks and stuff, they only do it for a tax donation as a write-off. That's the only reason why they're doing it. You know?
Yeah, the thing is, people are falling for the whole propaganda that they try to put forward to make it look like there are better people than they are. And see, I have learned, I'll never forget somebody telling me one time, we were having a, quote, discussion. He goes, my grandpa said cream always rises to the top. And I said, well, you know what? So does pond scum. So what does that prove? And in our country, I'm sorry, it seems to be the pond scum that rises to the top. But we sit there and we admire them. The game is rigged. I've been in small business, and I know the game is rigged. And people who are already big rig the game to make sure they make it harder for their competition to ever get a foothold, to ever be a threat to them. The whole thing's rigged. We've heard of all these stories about how some people comes up with the better carburetor and they end up dead. All these people, these little tech giants,
okay,
come out of all nowhere.
Right.
Renee,
right, the end of my show here. But I want to leave you with this thought. Think of government as Gordon Ramsay's kitchen nightmares, where a person, to make profit, they will cut corners and serve you crap food and everything like that. And that's the state of where we're at right now. And, of course, then you got those people like us that want to bring attention to it, is a little bit more vocal. But anyway, thanks for tuning in there. Thanks for the listeners out there. Up next, we have Blacklisted News Radio coming up. I'd like to thank Kenneth there in the control room for taking the calls and everything like that. And hope you join me next week. And then I think I'm taking off the next week. My daughter wants me over in Seattle for Thanksgiving or something like that. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you all later. Enjoyed it.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time,
Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.